Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
You might remember here on the show last year, I spoke to Ciara Mangan because she waived her right to anonymity after Shane Noonan from Castlebar in County Mayo pleaded guilty in 2023 at the Central Criminal Court to raping her. He was sentenced to 8 years in jail with the final year suspended. And Ciara joined us in the show last year to give her reaction to the sentencing and to tell us a little bit about what happened. Ciara, you're very welcome back to the programme today and thanks for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you are with me today not to relive everything that happened and to tell us about the court sentencing, but because you've set up I suppose what you're describing as a survivor-led charity to support mm-hmm. other people who've gone through what you've gone through, but particularly around navigating the justice and the court system and that whole process of going in and out of court every day. Just explain how this works, Ciara.
Well, I suppose actually, Andrea, it would be more about exploring the healing journey together. It would be particularly for survivors who perhaps have gone through the justice system, not necessarily either. But what I found is when I waived my anonymity and I embarked on this journey, it struck me straight away how much I was on my own. And it was a matter of, now what do I do? Do you know, because something like this impacts your entire life. And on the lead up to getting justice, you're entrenched in fighting. And when that fight is gone, it's like your entire life is just ripped from under you. And you've no idea who you are. You've lost yourself in the fight. You've no idea where you're going. What even is healing? And what I found was I needed to connect with fellow survivors, people who just get me without having to explain to each other what it is to be sexually assaulted and what it's like, because we just know and we get it. So I just discovered this extreme healing power in community and with fellow survivors, and I wanted to create something because it wasn't there.
So for somebody that's maybe going through the start of a court process or court sentencing like you did back a number of years ago, it's the aftermath of that maybe is where you and the this charity, I suppose, effectively will step in.
Exactly. So we've been described, I suppose we're describing ourselves and by the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, National Women's Council as well, we're a bridge, we're a survivor-led bridge. So we hope to work in collaboration with the Rape Crisis Centres, but ultimately, this survivor-led hub is for the survivors who find themselves in this limbo area where they're not in crisis anymore. That's where a lot of survivors are finding themselves. And at the moment, there isn't any survivor-led hub for these survivors who aren't mm-hmm. in crisis anymore. That's the need. Yeah.
I've talked to many, like, it's awful to say and terrible to say, like, I've talked to many people, Ciara, who've gone through what you've gone through. And I often think, you know, like, when you strip it back for a moment and think about it, like, the horrendous ordeal that you went through, you then go through the courts, which just in itself must be
it's a trauma. Yeah.
A whole other reliving a new trauma. Then if you decide to waive your right to anonymity, you find yourself, you know, standing in front of reporters and microphones and cameras and mm-hmm. bright lights. And then you're on shows like our own here in Lunchtime Live talking about it and doing interviews. And then all of a sudden it probably stops. And there's a loneliness,
there's
I imagine.
Oh my gosh, the come down is just horrendous. Like, we've been warned about it. Do you know, like, you're in the spotlight for, it depends, but for me, with other revelations that came out with my case, I think it was about 2 weeks for me. And then all of a sudden, the next big story comes along and you're like, okay, what do I do now? Do you know, you're completely lost. And I have found this past year since the sentencing the most difficult. My family would say the same as well.
Really, Ciara?
Yes, it has been the most difficult, and I've heard other survivors have said that as well. And that's what I have been pouring my heart into this year out of my own kind of aching to relieve this isolation that so many survivors are finding themselves in. Because we know, you know, with the Dublin Red Crisis Centre, you've had them on loads of times, and just the numbers that need their services. But for survivors like me, who, and others who've waived their anonymity, for example, we just, although I have used the Red Crisis Centres, we're just not in the crisis place anymore. And you get to a stage on your healing journey where solidarity with other survivors can be very, very helpful. And I've been travelling around the whole of Ireland, meeting other survivors on Instagram that I've met in an unorganised fashion. One or two people my boyfriend at the time had to wait across the road just to make sure that I wasn't meeting some crazy person. And I just discovered that we need a safe organization to provide these survivor meetups. So on my Instagram and on our website, we're accepting registration of your interest in survivor meetups, and it's been really a success so far. There's a lot of people interested.
Yeah. It's called Beyond Surviving for that very reason, Ciara.
Exactly. Yeah. There's so much more to the journey beyond it. It's a lifelong journey, and I just don't believe we have to do it alone.
Because, you know, very ignorantly, a lot of us, and myself included, by the way, in that, might often think that, you know, for you 2 years on from a sentencing or from perhaps a conviction and then the sentencing and waiving your right to anonymity and all that goes with that, we probably cluelessly think that, well, it's done now and you can start a new chapter and relive and move on. And yet, as you say, last year was the most difficult year.
Yeah, no, it's not over. It's not, because 2 weeks after the sentencing, and this is the case in many convictions, the perpetrator can appeal the severity of the sentence. And in my case, it makes absolutely zero sense because he pleaded guilty. So I don't understand why it's allowed, but this appeal is coming up in April. So that'll be almost 2 years of the victim waiting with the court process still open.
So it's sort of hanging over you, whole appeal.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's not easy.
No,
you know, there's so much anxiety that comes with that. And quite frankly, it's inhumane for the justice system to allow this to prolong for so long.
When you find, after you waived your right to anonymity, I remember when you spoke to us here in Lunchtime Live, Ciara, you told me last year that, you know, so many people got in touch with you who've gone through something like something similar previously, or maybe they've gone through something and never reported it at all. Did you find that helped talking to others?
Yeah, tremendously. It helps, because you don't even have to talk about the details. You know, for survivors, we've gone to counsellors, psychotherapists, we've rehashed our story over and over again, and there's only so much you can talk about it. And, you know, there's just so much solidarity and healing just being with a survivor. So for myself, me and Paula Doyle have connected. We're like, we're such good friends now, and she just gets it. She gets my bad days, she gets my good days, and I get hers. And it's so refreshing to just know that you're not alone, because that is one of the most tough parts of being a survivor of rape or sexual assault. It's isolation.
Just for people listening today that maybe want to reach out, Ciara, or get in touch with you or through Beyond Surviving, the organisation, do you have to have gone through the court's process or had a sentencing to do
no.
so? Or no, anybody can get in touch?
Yeah, so I've had this question a bit, but you do have to be at a certain stage on your healing journey where you feel empowered and you feel ready to meet other survivors, to perhaps, as a survivor-led hub, you know, engage with our organisation so that we can drive forward what survivors really need, an active participation. So it wouldn't be particularly for those who are still in crisis, and that's why we're hoping to collaborate with, you know, the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre and all the other rape crisis centres, because we're the bridge, and it's the next step that Beyond Surviving is for survivors.
You have a background as a life coach, is that right? as well.
Yeah, I do. And I'm almost qualified in my trauma-informed certificate as well, which, you know, I've chosen. And I think it's a very empowering thing to do. But you can either... It depends on your circumstances, of course. But what I've done is I've genuinely chosen to use something so terrible and turn it into something that will actually benefit me rather than break me down. Because I've been there before. I've started from... I'm rebuilding my life, and that's what it is. I'm rebuilding my life, and I'm choosing every day to heal as best as I can for me this time.
If people want to get in contact, how do they get in touch with Beyond Surviving, Ciara?
Well, we have our Instagram and our other social media platforms at beyondsurviving.ie. They're all the same. And then we have our email address is info@beyondsurviving.ie. And our website, of course, beyondsurviving.ie. So it's pretty easy to remember.
Right. Aside from all of that, listen, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm grand. Yeah. No, I have my days and I have my great days. Do you know, it's up and down, but we're getting through it.
You're getting through it. Good stuff. Well, listen, great to chat to you again, Ciaran. Best of luck. Congratulations on setting up the charity as well. I mean, it's pretty incredible to be able to turn something as difficult as Ciara's gone through into such a positive, and in turn then go on and help others going through the same as well. Ciara Mangan, Beyond Surviving, as she said, you can get in touch with them online. And if you're at the start of this process, the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, their own free phone 24-hour national helpline number is 1800 77 8888. You can drop us an email about anything you want to chat about. That's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.